Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio.
So yeah, we're here at Gamescom. This is actually my first Gamescom, and actually the first interview I have with the legend, Tim.
This is your first Gamescom, and I'm your first interview?
It's my first interview here at
Gamescom. Wow, so I feel honored.
Perfect way to start, right?
Wow. I hope I do well in this interview.
No, it's going to be good. It's going to be good.
I am nervous.
So for those that don't know about you, introduce yourself, and what does you do here in Saber Interact?
Yes. My name is Tim Willits. I am the Chief Creative Officer at Saber Interactive. I've been around since the mid-90s, worked on, some small games like Doom and Quake and Wolfenstein.
Very small.
So, but yes, at Saber, my role is to work with all the teams, on the design and the creative focus of what they're making. So I feel that I have the best job at Saber.
Awesome. I mean, how big of a change from like those days to now? What is it you think has changed the most when it comes to like working on games and also working with well-known IPs?
So for me, it was a big change because I spent 25 plus years making first-person shooters. But at Saber, what's amazing is we do so much. We have simulators, we have sports games, we have horror games, we have action games. And so, I've tried to take a lot of the lessons that I've learned by making really fast, intense first-person shooters and applying them to these other genres. So like the biggest kind of focus that I try to have with our teams is to focus on what is core fun in the games. Like in first-person shooter, it's all about, everything has to be perfect. So what I try to tell the team is that there are a handful of things that make your game stand out. And that each team should focus on those aspects and make the best experience it possibly can.
Yeah, one of the games I'm very excited because I'm a huge horror fan is Hellraiser.
Yes.
Are you a fan of horror games too or not?
Yes,
really?
No, I love the horror games. Yeah. I've been a huge Hellraiser fan. Yeah. Like, I actually have a Pinhead statue that I own way before I even started at Saber. Okay. And my Hellraiser cube is signed by Doug Bradley himself.
Oh, that's
so
classic.
I am a huge fan.
All right. So how's that been the experience, working on a well-known franchise like that with you guys with Saber?
Yeah, so so for Hellraiser, we have been extremely lucky to work with Clive Barker. Saber has a good reputation of respecting people's IPs, working with other properties. We're very good at it. Mm-hmm. And so we've applied those lessons to Hellraiser. And then we have the added benefit of working with Clive. And he was great with, reviewing our art, reviewing the story, he's looked at the game, played the game. It's really helped us because he's happy. And if he's happy, then I know that we've got it right. With Hellraiser, there's so many fans out there. And it really makes me happy when people come into like Gamescom and they play it and they're like, oh, that felt like a Hellraiser. Mm-hmm. And we also want to appeal to people who may not have seen a Hellraiser. It's a little older, so if you're a younger gamer and you don't know what Hellraiser is, but you love horror games, this is still a game for you.
Yeah, but I love that you guys have been working on multiple projects that is beyond gaming too. You'll get the audience that are into movies, well-known series or something like that, right? But also you get the gamers that will help them introduce them to those franchises too. So how can you balance both to get the gamers and the non-gamers to support your products?
So one of the great things about working with these big titles, and we have some massive games, like, we're in development on a Jurassic Park game. We have a John Wick game. We have Hellraiser. We have a Stuntman Hollywood, which uses a number of different movie IPs. Mm-hmm. So when you work with a known IP, you have people that already love that brand and want to spend more time in that universe. And interactive entertainment is the best way to, I feel, is the best entertainment. And to be like John Wick in a John Wick video game, to play him, is the best thing for fans. But like I said before, at Saber, we got to make fun games. And that's critically important. Otherwise, we lose the gamers. So we also focus on how much fun a game is. Like, for instance, in World War Z, you know, that game has had 32 million players. More than people who have seen the movie. And they come to World War Z for that pure experience. And that is what we delivered with that game, along with having this big audience that loves the franchise.
And why do you think it's just so much people that are into the games more than the movies?
Because it's interactive, you know, because you get to live that experience. You know, when you play, for instance, World War Z, you literally fight thousands of zombies and you got like your guns and your buddies and you're like, yeah, like that's amazing. You know, that's better than like watching a movie. So I think that's why games done well in IPs that people love succeed.
Earlier, right before the interview, we were talking about industry legends, right? And one of the things you said, this is like one of the best time of your life in your career. Why is that? Why this is like the moment for you to feel like the best time for you?
Oh, for me?
In the industry.
I love where, you know, where I am now. I love where Sabre is. I've been around since 95. But because I get to do so many things, you know, and I get to work with teams on games that I never thought I would ever be making. And like Road Kings, for instance, it's a trucking simulator game, which you can't blow up anything. So I'm like, what? But it's so much fun. And I love playing this trucking simulator. So I'm very blessed.
Do you feel like there's anything that you haven't done yet that you would love to do in the future?
I don't know.
You have like a goal or something, you know? Because you've been in the industry for so long, you've tried everything, but there got to be something you haven't, you're still like, you know what, one day.
A kid's game.
A kid's game.
A kid's game. You know, something that is really fun that parents can play with their kids. You know, yeah. I have triplets, you know, so growing up, you know, I tried to play four-player co-op games.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, someday it'd be fun to play a game that, you know, an adult can play with their kid together. That's really fun.
I feel like we're missing that in the industry.
There's not enough.
Yeah, there not isn't. Enough.
Yes.
So you're right. I hope you can make it happen.
Yes.
Now, you've been in the industry for so long. You've done a lot of, you know, big moments, right? You know, for those, let's say you retire one day, you know, 20 years from now, what is it you want people to remember Tim with? Like, what is it you want them to remember you?
So you know, it's what I have thought about this.
Okay.
It's so amazing to make something that touches people's lives, and I'm so proud of that. And once, many years ago, I was at this bar, somewhere, I think it was in Australia actually, and I ran into a guy. It's a normal guy, and he told me that his life was going nowhere. He felt alone and depressed, and then he started playing Quake. And he met some friends, and he started playing online. He met a girl, and then they fell in love, and they're gonna get married, you know. And he turned to me, and he was like in tears, and he said, "You know, Quake saved my life." Mm-hmm. And to have those experiences, and to have games that I've worked on that change people's lives is the most rewarding thing to me personally.
That's a great way to talk about it. But I have one more thing. You don't have to answer it or not. And this is something that I got to see with another community, where it was right before opening a live, and there was rumors.
Where?
Opening night live.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And there was rumors of you guys working on Ori 3 with Xbox.
Oh yes, I saw that.
I don't know if you saw it or not.
Yes. No. We're not working on that. Yeah. Sorry.
I mean, people were like very curious about that. So just want to, you know, any thoughts about?
No, we have some really exciting things that we will announce soon.
Okay.
You know, but I mean, look at this, our slate. Like, we're working with Keanu Reeves and John Wick. We're working with dinosaurs and Jurassic Park.
Yes.
You know, we have like so many cool stuff that we're working on.
But I'm glad people are excited for the next thing for you guys, you know? So there's nothing wrong with that.
We have, you know, we have some fun stuff. Like, we're big, you know, we're growing. We got some big games, some small games. So you know what? Stay tuned to Sabre. We have some fun stuff coming up.
Yeah. Out of all the genres from all these games you guys are working on, what is like the one that like, that's my type of genre?
Well, it's gotta be first person shooter.
There you go.
I mean, you know, give me a railgun. I'll kill you.
Awesome.
Yes.
All right, Tim, but thanks a lot for the opportunity, man.
Yes.
All right. Thanks.